Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to this live recording of morning prayer. And as we gather here in the name of love, we light a light for peace, for unity, and for justice within the whole family of God. Let us reflect for a moment on this act of love, a symbol of reawakening the divine within our heart. And we begin our morning prayer with the prologue to the Friday morning communion. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother, and all the great masters, in reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Friday morning we commune with the angel of air, saying, Angel of air, enter my lungs, and give the air of life to my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate on the atmosphere around you, as you connect with the rhythm of your breathing. In the silence of our hearts, or in spoken words, let us give thanks for the gift of this day, and pray for the life of the world. For your goodness, O God, boundless and everlasting, thanks be to you. For your generosity, gracious and wise, thanks be to you. For your mercy, strong and fear and free, thanks be to you. Let us share your goodness. Let us practice your generosity. Let us live your mercy that we and the world may be well this day. Be still, my soul. Be still, my heart. Be still. For we have come into the presence of a loving God, who sees us as we are, who loves us where we are at, and who now reaches down to touch us and to fill us with the peace and dignity of God. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me. And reading now from the Old Testament Bible, we read Psalm 39, thanksgiving and request for help. I waited for the Lord, and He stooped down to me. He heard my cry. He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Happy the man and woman who has placed their trust in the Lord and has not gone over to the rebels who follow false gods. How many, O Lord our God, are the wonders and designs that you have worked for us. You have no equal. Should I proclaim and speak of them, they are more than I can tell. You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here am I. In the scroll of the book it is written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law, in the depths of my heart. Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed. You know it, O Lord. I have not hidden your justice in my heart, but declared your faithful help. I have not hidden your love and your truth from the great assembly. O Lord, you will not withhold your compassion from me. Your merciful love and your truth will always guard me. For I am beset with evils too many to be counted. My sins have fallen upon me, and my sight fails me. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart sinks. O Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, come to my aid. O let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them ever say, the Lord is great, who love your saving help. As for me, wretched and poor, the Lord thinks of me. You are my rescuer, my help. O God, do not delay. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My food is to do the will of my Father, Mother God. And here we have a short reading from Paul to the Galatians. With Christ, I hang upon the cross, and yet I am alive. Or rather, not I, it is Christ that lives in me. True, I am living, here and now, this mortal life. But my real life is the faith I have in the Son of God, who loved me, and who gave himself for me. Excuse me. And now I would like to read another reflection, if I may. And it's called Your Storm Shelter. In Proverbs 10, verse 25, we read, when a storm strikes, God will keep safe all who obey Him. Heart-rending scenes of nature's devastation are hard to forget. Victims caught in the path of hurricanes, floods, and earthquakes are tossed around like matchsticks. But those prepared in advance escape its destruction. There is no such thing as a storm-free life. The words, when not if a storm strikes, teach us that we all go through the times of heartache and trouble. The question is, are you prepared? You can be. God can protect you in times of loss, sickness, divorce, unemployment, loneliness, and depression. You may not be able to predict life's storms or prevent them, but you can prepare for them and be protected in them by doing the following things. Locate your storm shelter. Midstorm is no time to be caught in confusion, seeking refuge for yourself and your family. You must know in whom and where your protection lies. And the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. God's name speaks of his character, his reliability, and his faithfulness. A man or woman without God is forced to be their own God. What a fearful thought. But those who love God can say, God is forced to be their own God. God is safe, and a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need God. We stand fearless, courageous, in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. The old Irish preacher had his own take on the hymn. He'd say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other rocks are shamrocks. Trust God. He's the only storm shelter you will ever need. Let us reflect. What were those words saying to your amazing heart? So come back to this place. It's a place of divine safety and protection. Your heart is the gateway to your soul. Your soul is the gateway to your God. And your God offers you nirvana this day, the moment you surrender your heart to love. So what is your heart guiding you to say and to do right now? Trust, for there is surely no other way than to trust in the higher powers of love that overcometh all fear. And it gives you that much needed boost to trust when all seems apparently hopeless. And we come now to our morning intercessions, where we bring one another and the whole family of God, regardless of their color, their creed, their political or religious persuasion. We come as one loving family to break bread together. We break the bread of peace. O God of all life, of each life, I offer you my prayers in the love of the cosmic Christ, in the affection of the cosmic Christ, in the company of the cosmic Christ. As your own household desires in heaven, so may I desire on earth this day. So let us pray for the coming day, for all faiths and religious leaders throughout the world. We pray this morning for you who are listening to this live recording. I may not know you, but the God who formed you in your mother's womb already knows you. But they know the real you. Maybe that real you, you hide from others for fear of being rejected, unloved. Allow your heart, connect with your inner voice, the voice of the beloved. And we pray for all who need healing of mind, body, and spirit. We remember today all the brothers and sisters of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans, especially those who are hurting in mind and body and spirit. We welcome home our dear sister Diane back into the loving arms of her community, where for the past 18 months has been battling and grappling with MS and all the complications that entails. But her heart is alive for the love of the cosmic Christ. And yes, we pray for dear brother Harry, who's 34 today, and pray that on this birthday, the inner voice of spirit will speak to him and empower him. Come home to his inner truth. Let us pray for all our brothers and sisters who are really hurting, who've given up hope, who are fearful, and where fear overrides the inner voice of love. Be still now. And as we come to this table, we don't come with a fear-driven heart. We come in love. We come in trust. And we take the words of the cosmic Christ to our heart, where he said, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do for you. So let us now share the beautiful prayer which he left us as a legacy of hope, when we say, Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. We come and we conclude our morning prayer as we say this beautiful prayer. And the prayer is from Namhan of Bratislava. May it be your will, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that you abolish wars and bloodshed from the world, and draw down a great and wonderful peace on the world. that all the dwellers on earth recognize the truth for what it is, namely, that we have not come into this world for the sake of strife and conflict, heaven forbid, nor for hate, jealousy, provocation, or bloodshed, heaven forbid, but we have come into this world in order to recognize you and know you. And finally, a beautiful prayer from His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. To humble beings immersed in suffering without respite, or hurried by terrible and endless karma, unbearable disease, fighting starvation, and all manners of dangers, let an ocean of happiness and peace arise. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, brings us to the end of morning prayer this Friday morning. And we wish you God's blessing. Namaste. Shalom inshallah pax et onam. Om Shanti. Solo de caritas. Salam alaikum. And may the peace of your God set you free to embrace the mystery of being the co-creator of life.